Brittany Howard is the lead singer of the group Alabama Shakes. Over the past few years, they have built a fan base, they've won Grammys, and they've even performed at the White House. And so, with respect to the band, it seems like Brittany Howard would have every reason to take her own advice. But instead, she took a break from Alabama Shakes to try something new. And here it is. This week, Brittany Howard is releasing her first solo album. It's called Jamie. The record started with a road trip. When we talked recently, Brittany told me she was inspired by this long drive across the country.
I'm surprised there's no songs about, like, wheat fields or blue mountains.
No, because it wasn't about external, it was about internal.
Oh, right? You were thinking the whole way through.
Thinking, yeah, because yeah. There's nothing like you driving through Oklahoma. There's a large stretch of it that's just grass and cows, nothing really to look at. And you just think. As for me, it was like, what do I want my career to look like? Do I want to do this solo record that I've always wanted to do since I was like 11 years old when I first picked up the guitar? Or am I going to keep trying to make more Shakes records? Which at the time, when I was rehearsing with the Shakes, it was really not coming to us. Like the creativity, the muse, it wasn't really coming through. So when I stepped away from that, that's when things started coming through.
How do songs come to you?
It's different every time. It depends on which song we're talking about. So I have a song on my record called Georgia. Georgia. See, you don't know it, but I'm afraid to tell you how I really feel. That song came about where I was making myself lunch. And I'm reading this article by Georgia Ann Muldrow, the producer. And she works with all these musicians that I really like. And I'm reading this article. And I was like, man. I wish Georgia noticed me, man. I bet if she heard my music, she'd work with me. And then I'll just start singing, I just want Georgia to notice me. I just want Georgia to notice me. I just want. And I was like, ooh, that's catchy. I was like, uh-oh, song time. And I put my sandwich down, ran to my little studio, and I just got to work.
Jamie is a really personal record. It's named for the older sister Brittany adored, the sister who taught her how to play the piano and write poems. Jamie died of cancer when the girls were still kids. What was she like?
First thing, I picture her nails.
Why?
Because she used to scratch me with them. And she really went for the eyes. But besides that first thought, my sister was a genius. She was just a creative person all around. And when I came into the world, my sister kind of took me by my hand and was like, okay, you know, our family didn't have a lot of money, but this is how you have fun. And just showed me how to use my imagination, how to be creative.
On this album, Brittany Howard talks about how she became herself, the artist, but also the person. My grandmama's a maid. My mama was brave to take me outside. 'Cause mama is white and daddy is black. This song is called Goathead. It's about a racist incident that her parents experienced. It's also about what it meant to be a biracial kid in Alabama in the 1990s. Growing up, Brittany had a lot of questions.
My parents have been really great about protecting me from racism. They didn't reveal anything about their past or what they've been through as an interracial couple in the South until I was old enough to understand it. So I one day went up to my mom and I started asking her questions, like, what was it like, you know, for you guys growing up here and being together? And my mom was just like, it was really awful and really traumatizing. And she told me the story about how my dad got off work and came to the apartment complex where she lived, stays the night, wakes up the next morning, and someone had taken a goat from the co-op that was next door to the apartments, you know, where they raise animals and cattle and stuff, and they had dismembered this animal and put it in my dad's car, slashed his tires, broke his windows out of his car, and wrote on it. Basically, it's like, don't come back here no more, you know. That's something that really stuck with me. Who slashed my dad's tires and put a goat head in the I wrote this song from a vantage point of being someone young and trying to understand the world around them and where they fit into it. And then there was something as shocking as this that they couldn't really forget.
Are you glad that they protected you from racism?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am. Otherwise, I would have been scared to go fishing at the fishing places I was going to. Or I would have been scared to go hang out with my friends at the end of this road in a field. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have to think about those things. I just got to be me and form my own opinions.
See, I'm black, I'm not white, but I'm that. No, I'm this, right? I'm one drop of 3/5, right?
Toward the end, you're questioning. You're like, wait, I'm this? No, I'm that. No, I'm one drop of 3/5. And it struck me as unusual for you, an unusual way to deliver a song. Do you have questions about your identity? Are there things that for you are still not answered?
Well, to me, growing up, I was just an oddity, no matter where I went. You feel me?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, just an oddity. And didn't know where I fit in. I mean, I would hang out with my cousins, you know, that's my dad's side of family, and I wouldn't quite fit in with them because as soon as we'd be fighting each other, they'd be like, well, you're not really black. You're only half black. And they'll put that in my face. And then when I'm hanging out with my white family, like, we can't even go to the zoo. You know, they like let so many people through to go into the little exhibit, and then they would close the gate right before me.
No.
So many times.
No.
Yeah, because they didn't think I was part of family. Now, I'm a 30-year-old woman now.
Yeah.
My identity is very clear to me. And I don't have to make it clear to anyone else because I don't think that's important, what anyone else thinks about me or what box they want to put me in. But I will say for myself, making this record definitely was just a declaration of who I find myself being.
So don't question my state of mind. I'm doing wonderful just fine. Thank you.
That was Brittany Howard. Her new album is called Jamie.